You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand firefighters will have an extra 2 weeks to receive their first COVID vaccination. The government confirmed the extension last week as 300 career firefighters have not yet confirmed whether they are vaccinated. The period will also allow Fire and Emergency New Zealand to plan a response to potential staff losses following the mandate. Louis spoke to New Zealand Professional Firefighters Union's Watty Watson about the extension, the vaccine mandate, and what solutions they are calling for. Louis began by asking why the deadline was delayed.
So for firefighters, they're called under the order that was also released on the 22nd of October for the health sector and the education sector. The difference for the firefighters was that the other sectors had been pre-warned that this was coming and it would cover them. The order doesn't actually expressly include firefighters. What it did, though, was provide a range of scenarios where if your work was covered by those scenarios, you would be required to be vaccinated in order to undertake that work. And in particular for the firefighters, that included whether or not you were likely during your work to be within 2 metres for more than 15 minutes with a health professional. So New Zealand's firefighters co-respond with ambulance and are quite often the first medical responder on the scene. So they would naturally be attending with health professionals.
Obviously, you've said before that 300 of the 1,830 career firefighters in New Zealand haven't currently disclosed their vaccination status, and thousands of other volunteers may not be vaccinated. Is there any indication why, or is it simply just because of poor communication from the government?
I think there's about 100 career firefighters that have declared they're not vaccinated, and then there's another couple of hundred that had yet to declare. There'll be a number of those undeclared people that will have actually been vaccinated or will be vaccinated now by the period of in 29 November.
And has there been much opposition from within the firefighters and the firefighters union to vaccination mandates?
We have a policy that we're very supportive of vaccination, but voluntary vaccination. We did not agree with mandatory vaccination, mainly on the basis that people's employment shouldn't be determinant on their vaccination status. We think there should have been some other provisions put in place to ensure people, we didn't lose this really valuable, experienced workforce, which we are going to lose some across all the industries that have mandatory vaccinations. We believe that there is other work that should be provided, or options that should be provided within FEMS for those that aren't vaccinated, because they have highly desirable skills and experience that we believe could be used in other ways.
Yeah, that's something I did want to touch on, because obviously firefighters is a crucial job and it's one that we really can't afford to lose many workers on. But given vaccinations are so important to protecting the community, what solutions, I guess, do you think are needed to balance vaccinations and the importance of keeping firefighters in work?
So it's a tricky situation, and it is for everybody. And I think, you know, the government, in reaching its targets of 90% of those eligible to be vaccinated, recognises that there are people in the community that have a range of reasons why they won't be vaccinated. I know there is a number of those firefighters that aren't currently vaccinated because they're wanting a different vaccination than the Pfizer. So they're not anti-vaccination, but they are. They want some other options available to them. And I think that what has happened is, understandably, the government's concentrated on its measures to protect the community and to protect, in particular, the health structure, the health system structure. But in doing so, there's been no provisions put in place to protect employees' employment or their income. And what we don't want to see in New Zealand is a large number, or even a small number, of these highly skilled, experienced workers who have dedicated decades of their life in serving the community to basically be pushed out of their career, their profession, and their workplace. And the firefighters that I'm speaking to that are struggling with this decision for a range of reasons talk very candidly about the significant impact the loss of their profession will be. Being a firefighter and responding and looking after the community is inherent in them. It is a real part of their personal makeup. So this is not a decision taken lightly, and it is something that is troubling them, and they're grieving already for the loss of their,
The extra 2 weeks that's been given for this vaccination mandate, do you think that that's going to have much of an impact, given that these are more ideological things rather than just not having it done yet?
I think the 2 weeks would do two things. I think it will provide people with a little bit more time to make some of these decisions. And I think there are a number of people that are currently unvaccinated or declared unvaccinated that will get vaccinated. And probably at the end of the day, the loss of their career and their income will be the factor for that will push them now. The second thing it will do, and the reason it was granted by the government, is that it gives FEMS the time in order to prepare for the reduced numbers of firefighters, career and volunteer. So even if it's a very small number, depending on where they are and what their ranks are and what their qualifications and skills are, even a very small number of unvaccinated and therefore no longer able to respond will have an impact.
Yeah, how severe will those impacts be nationwide, I guess, even if it's just such a small number of firefighters?
Yeah, so for example, if they were in a concentrated spot, you know, like if one career station had quite a few unvaccinated firefighters. And for the volunteers, it's more tricky in that even if the volunteer brigade only had one unvaccinated firefighter, but that firefighter happened to be the only one qualified to drive the truck, that would impact on that truck being able to get out the door. So that FEMS needs to have an accurate picture of where everyone is that is unvaccinated, whether or not they are likely to get vaccinated, and if so, in which circumstances, and to prepare for the information that they do have on where the unvaccinated are and what they can do to try and shore up the standards of response that are going to be affected.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.